Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of That Fitness Couple. Today, we're diving in with something that is kind of uncommon for us to talk about, and that is things we hate. We don't like to hate a lot of things, but there are some fitness trends floating around out there in the TikTok world that we are definitely not fans of. Well, let's start with number one, and that is the gym selfie.
Well, this is an interesting one because at first I accused you of this. I go, are you sure you want to put that in there? I mean, there are more videos of you online and pictures of you in the gym than just about anybody I know.
I would agree with that. The gym selfie that I'm talking about is the belly showing fitness bra, very exposed, matching top and bottom, perfect makeup, perfect hair, and like
Gymshark outfit.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like the booty pop.
Butt implants.
Yes. That is actually exactly what I'm talking about. You know, boobs out for everyone to see. I mean, listen, modesty is definitely a thing. I think it's cool to show your arms or your back. You know, that's my personal preference, but you don't look like that when you work out.
No.
You just don't.
I mean, if that's what you're putting all your focus into when you go into the gym, then you have your focus in the wrong place.
I totally agree. And you know what I think? I think for people that are starting out on their fitness journey, especially because we're approaching a new year and people are going to be thinking about that, they almost feel like they can't go and focus on their fitness because it's like, well, I don't look like that, so I can't go to the gym. And that's what I think is so toxic about that whole like Gymshark gym selfie thing that's happening.
Yeah. And the thing is, it gives a lot of people like unrealistic expectations,
yes.
Number one. And then number two, I think what's even worse is that oftentimes those influencers, if you will, that are putting that online, people actually think they know what they're doing and they don't realize that often they look like that despite the way they work out. Meaning like if your focus over the course of the next 2 hours is getting a video shot of every exercise you do, as I said before, you are not actually exercising. And in many cases, they are getting these results, not because of the workout that they're doing, but because of the genetics they were blessed with. And that's not to say it's people don't work hard. I don't want to take anything away from somebody, but I just think that it's unrealistic to put it out there that, well, you too are going to look like me if you do my booty shaping workout and look at my butt, because I showed you my tight pants with my butt implants in them and you too can look like this. It's like, it's just not real.
Well, it's true. And listen, at the end of the day, you know, I think going into this next year, if we can normalize, if you're going to work out first thing in the morning, you don't have to have your makeup and your hair done. I mean, I love pulling my hair back and putting a hat on. I love a scrunchie. I also don't mind when my hair looks, you know, nice and done up also. But, you know, I'm not going to go put on makeup in order to work out. And I feel like we've created that, especially for a lot of women, where it's like, oh no, I can't post any pictures or videos of my workout without my makeup on. But that's like, that's the reality. I think Pamela Anderson, she showed up to some award ceremony without makeup. And I was like, you go, girl. You know, like, let's normalize that a little bit more, as I sit here with my face totally done. All right, number two, let's go into complicated routines. And I think you have a name for this.
Yeah, we like to call this exertainment. And this is usually those couple videos that you see on Instagram or TikTok.
You will never see us doing, by the way.
No, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. This is where they're doing Cirque du Soleil acts, right, in the gym and making it look like this is what they do all the time. And it's just interesting because these things always get a lot of likes, lots of clicks, also a lot of comments, but it's completely unrealistic. And it's not even just the couples that do this. I mean, these are the people who are constantly posting online all of these exotic workout routines that they're doing or exercises, which 9 times out of 10, again, produce very little, if anything, in terms of results. However, it looks good on camera. Yeah. And I can't think of names off the top of my head.
We won't
anyway. Nor would I throw it out there. But just seeing people like doing one-legged squats on a Bosu ball with a barbell across their back, it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Don't do that. It's a great way to get injured, honestly. And it's funny. I mean, I've definitely fallen into that trap. I would definitely say back in like 2020 when all of those people were getting on TikTok because we had nothing else to do with our time. You know, I'm like, oh, Mike, like, look at this, like, crazy, like, push up into a clap. And this couple, like, flips over the back of the other. He's like, we can't do that. Like, we're not going to do that. Because really, for what purpose other than to entertain people? You know, we're here
it's
to...
It's dumb. It is straight up dumb. If you are coordinating a whole routine, a dance routine around an exercise routine, it's dumb.
Okay.
You know, the purpose of exercise is to produce fitness results, and you doing this coordinated effort that's like even more complicated than Zumba to just get a few clicks on the way that you, the multiple ways you do planks and push-ups. I mean, it's obviously, I do not like this.
We hate it. We hate it.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
Well, number three, and this is one that I feel like back in 2016, 17, you know, we'd all kind of like, there were vines and stuff like that. But now we're in a different place, I think, in the world and in our realization of that. And that's the gym shaming. That's the people that are maybe on the crunch machine doing a leg press upside down, backwards, the wrong way, and people filming that and being like, look at this idiot in the gym. I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, there's people out there who are trying their best to get themselves in shape. And listen, coming from that big gym background where I saw lots of guys doing really ridiculous things, but not understanding it was ridiculous at the time, I often would go and replicate it. I mean, we can go beyond just the obvious stuff that we often see online, like all the, you know, quote, gym fails, where people are doing just these, you know, you do wonder sometimes, like, where did this human being come from that they would actually think about doing that exercise or doing that version of an exercise? But in the same respect, you know, there's people that they're just trying to do their best, right?
Yeah.
And they're going out there with what limited knowledge they have. And I think that's also part of the problem is when all you have out on the internet these days are entertainment videos, there's not, you know, there is some good instruction out there. I don't want to, again, completely demolish the internet here. I mean, we utilize it also. We put videos online. And I think there is value in some of what is put out there. People getting an opportunity to learn for free or see the way exercises should be done. But not everybody, you know, takes that route. They go in and they say, hey, I'm just going to throw caution to the wind and see what I could do in here. But today, somebody's always got a camera in their hand and they're ready to shame others for it. Now, listen, I'm going to say all this with a caveat, big caveat, which is like, I'm not the politically correct guy. You know, I'm not the guy who says you shouldn't do that because it's just mean. But like, it is mean. It's, you're putting somebody out there who is trying to do their best. And that's where I think that it's totally not cool.
Well, that's where I feel too. I mean, this person is literally showing up to the gym. They're, you know, clueless on what it is that they're doing. And then someone else who's also at the gym decides to like take a video of that person who's trying to do their best. Like, I think it's lame at the end of the day. And so when I see those, I'm just like, that's annoying.
I think in those circumstances too, what's interesting is like, there's a completely different approach somebody could take, which is going up to that individual and in a very loving way and saying, hey, talk to me about what it is you're trying to accomplish with that. And if they give you like a very honest answer, well, I think it's going to do this, and you have the knowledge and the ability to educate them, I think that is a good opportunity to take that person by the hand and kind of show them a different way. And whether or not they're going to be responsive to that or not, I mean, who knows? And I know some people who are listening to this, like, I'm not going to be that person to tell them. But if you are that person who, again, has that kind of knowledge and understanding, then why not? You know, yeah. I get it. In the gym environment, sometimes people just want to be left alone. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to do their own thing, which is why often if we're visiting a gym, you know, I kind of keep my mouth shut and don't say too much. But I know that sometimes I'm looking around going, oh my gosh, if that person just knew. And in most cases, what they're doing is not terrible. So I'm not going to interfere with their workout, nor do I want to disrupt my own? But in the same respect, I think when somebody is doing something that is potentially dangerous or they're going to hurt themselves or somebody else, then I think that there is an opportunity to step in and educate.
Yeah. Well, and there's also like, just do nothing. Like, you don't have to take a picture of them. You don't have to film them. You don't have to do anything. You can just let them carry on with their workout. You can carry on with yours. And I think for me personally, when I started learning about the correct way to exercise, the correct way to really get into my muscles and move slow and use proper form and all of that, you know, we would go to gyms and I'd be like, oh my gosh, Mike, like, you got to help them. Like, they're like totally going to crush their back on the pull down right now. They're like swinging the weights around. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to. He's like, Corbett's blinders. Like, just put your blinders on. Like, we're going to do what we came here to do, you know? And I think that at the end of the day, like, that's all we do sometimes, is we focus on ourselves instead of trying to look at everyone else. I think 2024 will be the year that we move away from some of this artificial presentation of fitness on the internet. At least that's what we're going to be committed to, you know, showing up at the gym without makeup on. So, you know, Mike, just kidding. You know, and just getting your workout in. Like, you are there, like you said, to provide your body with a stimulus. You are not there for any other reason. And listen, I love setting up my camera and filming a couple of different exercises, filming a little bit, you know, but at the end of the day, that will typically come at the end of my workout. Like, when it's finished, when it's done, like, the purpose of the workout is the workout. And we do take great pride in 30-minute workouts. Like, you're in, you're out. It's very time efficient.
Well, and that should be the focus for anyone out there, is your workout is intended to produce a result. And if you're in the gym doing anything besides that workout that should be producing that result, then that should be time set aside for those things. But it definitely should not become a part of your routine.
Yes. So that said, these are the three fitness trends that we are such not fans of that we would even go so far as to say we hate them. And that is the gym selfie. You know, you don't look like that when you're really working out hard. Those complicated routines. So I feel like that's like a breath and sigh of relief for a lot of people, being like, oh, thank God I don't have to like put my foot on the wall and climb up it and flip over in order to like have a great body. You don't. And then definitely the gym shaming. Not cool, people. Definitely not cool. Well, join us in our next episode. Thanks so much for tuning in to this one, Three Fitness Trends That We Hate, and we look forward to catching you on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
And have you ever done this? Have you ever gotten into one of those things wrong? And there are other people waiting for you? I got into this one thing. I put my arms and my legs where I thought they were supposed to go. And I just start moving stuff around. This guy comes up. Hey, buddy, would you mind getting out of the painter's scaffolding? I'm sorry.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.